a week ago, and I thought maybe I should be sorry for you.
Thank you too, Robin.
Alright. I was traveling from the state of Oregon to the state of California.
Uh-huh.
And I had lost you, and I was 100 across 100 miles from Fresno. When it was about 1 o'clock, when all of a sudden I did not know anything, it was 1 o'clock when I did know how far I had to go. I didn't know another thing until 2:30. I also had bruises on my leg, which my husband saw. Bruises on my chest, which my husband saw. And I didn't even know what was going on. The police and Merced, if you want to check with them, picked me up because I didn't know what I was doing. And I feel like I was put through some type of an examination. I had a must have had a struggle in the car because the wheel was torn off my shoes, my glasses were broken in half, the scarf was torn off my head. And, like I said, I lost an hour and a half.
And you don't remember any particular festival events?
No, except that I was just transported from the freeway to a farmer's field. I have no idea how my car got there.
Okay. Now, approximately where did that happen again?
By myself. California.
Uh-huh. And you were on I-5?
Yes.
I see. Do you remember what day this was?
Yes. It was on the 20th of November. And I left there
travel that route before?
Yeah.
In other words, your road and so forth wasn't strange to you?
No.
Okay.
You see, my children live in Washington, and I was there to see my children and my grandchildren.
I see.
And one of my daughters just got married, and I was there for the wedding, and I was on my way home. And I stopped at Reed to stay all night to drive home the next day.
Okay. Could I ask you your age?
Yes, I'm 39.
Okay.
I'll be 40 in April.
And the Merced police are the ones that found you in the field?
Yeah.
How about your vehicle? Was it,
I don't know, there's little tiny pinpoint type of dents on the back of it. Other than that, there is nothing wrong with the vehicle.
Okay, then what happened was you were just driving and...
Well, the police told me that I pulled out in front of a truck, which I do not remember. They also told me that I hit a railroad abutment, which I do not remember. When he stopped me, I got out and he asked me what I was doing, and I didn't even know. I told him I didn't know. I had no idea. But how my car got from that freeway to that farmer's field, I will never know.
Did they have any explanation for that?
No.
Huh. Okay.
I'm not some kind of a nut.
Now, what about your husband? What do you think of this?
Well, they called him from the dad and asked him to come and get me because they didn't want me to drive home. They went through my transfers, and the only thing they could find was the hormone pills I take.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I ever told. So they went through everything, and it's not that I was taking drugs, and he asked me if I'd been drinking. I said, no, I will even take your drinking test or whatever you have, whatever they do. But he said, no, never mind, I said, you haven't been.
Okay, then you don't remember anything happening before the so-called blackout?
No.
Oh.
I don't remember anything from 1 o'clock to 2:30.
Okay.
Except that I found myself in a farmer's field, and I didn't know how to get back. And I thought I was just driving around for you.
Uh-huh.
I know that sounds weird. But it is weird, and it really upsets me.
Okay. Now, how did you happen to get our number?
I called the sheriff here.
Okay.
And he referred you to me.
Okay. All right. Now, I think I've got enough preliminary information here. Have you visited a physician about this, your own physician?
No, I have talked to Bruce about it, that's my husband, and I said I would love to have some type of hypnotism or something to find out what happened to me in that hour and a half.
Very well. be hypnotized and regressed back to that period.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I would love to be, because something happened to me then.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have ended up with bruises. You could tell it was a scrap mark across my leg.
Uh-huh.
And they were bruised. And I still don't know what happened.
And that is the only physical
evidence.
In other words, you had no other evidence of being examined, just that much.
No, I just had a couple little red spots in the pubic hair.
Okay. Now, about your car, just one more question. How far out into the field was this car?
I have no idea. I absolutely have no idea.
Did they find any tracks leading to or from that?
I don't think they even looked.
Okay.
You can ask them if that police department if they did.
Did they ever give you a case number on that?
No.
Okay, and this happened on the 20th?
Yes.
Yeah, the 20th. Okay. Okay, I've got enough preliminary information on this right now, and we'll get back to you and let you know exactly what we're going to do. I think that as much as you are really willing to go into hypnotic regression, I think that would be the best thing to try.
Broken in half, the scarf is torn off my head. don't know what happened. The case was still in the car. My purse, everything was still gone.
Did you woke up before the police found you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You can check with them with the police, and they'll tell you that they found me out there, and I was very vague, and they called the psychiatrist, and they probably thought I was some kind of a nut.
Okay, so what point in Washington State were you driving?
Well, I started in Yakima.
Okay. And that was on November 20th?
No, November 20th is when I left me and started here. That was in Oregon.
Yeah.
So I started on the 19th from...
From Yakima.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get back to you. And in the meantime, I do a little relaxing.